Dale Anderson's love affair with big cats goes back to junior high school in Santa Rosa, California, when a mountain lion cub was brought to his seventh grade classroom.
Ever since then, I've had a desire to do something with cats. Don't know why. Maybe it was God-given in some ways, because I just don't explain it any other way.
In his early 30s, after working 2 years at an exotic cat breeding center and taking several years to visit big cat sanctuaries around the world, Anderson felt he was qualified to start his own project.
This is not a traditional job. I can blaze my own trail because there's not anything out there saying this is how you get there.
In 1992, Anderson bought 37 hectares of California woodland with dense stands of hardy shrubs and natural springs, and began seeking the necessary permits to own exotic and endangered wild animals. 6 years later, he opened Cat Haven. It is now home to 11 cat species, lions, tigers, several types of leopards, cheetahs, jaguars, jaguarundis, bobcats, lynx, and an African serval. Anderson sees his animals as ambassadors for all wild cats. He believes that if people can see them up close and in person at Cat Haven, they'll fall in love with them as he did and be inspired to take action to help them. He launched Project Survival to coordinate that aid.
The objective is to get the message across and then channel the money away from here to projects that need to get done. What I want to do is make it so when people come up here, they walk away and go, geez, I want to help in conservation. I want to do something to help save animals in the wild. And I have a way to be able to do that, and I can work through Project Survival to make that happen.
The animals at Cat Haven are caged, but have lots of space to roam and exercise. Each enclosure is tailored to the needs of the cat. Leopards like to climb, so their tall cages are built around trees. Lions have large open areas with fenced runs. There is a pond in the tiger's enclosure, since they are one of the few cats that like water. All have shelter from the elements. Anderson says his cats are happy in their homes. If they weren't, he adds, they'd show it. When Anderson walks into one of his big cat's compounds, they greet him by jumping up and putting their paws on his shoulders. When he sits down, they try to crawl into his lap.
Good boy.
He's a good boy.
Some of the cats that were born in captivity go out with Anderson for publicity, education, and fundraising.
How much does he eat? About three of you. I'm kidding. No, he eats about 3.5 to 4 pounds of meat a day.
Today, Anderson has his 5-year-old cheetah, Tango, with him at a joint fundraiser for Cat Haven and the Animal Ark Wildlife Sanctuary and Bear Rehabilitation Center near Reno, Nevada. Tango has also appeared in a number of TV commercials.
Usually when he goes out and does a shoot, it usually ends up being about $7,000 or $8,000 for a day. He's recognized around as probably one of the best working cheetahs to come out and do public things like this because he's just really good.
It costs about $225,000 a year to operate Cat Haven. Anderson donates any money beyond that to wildcat conservancies around the world. He contributes to the Snow Leopard Conservancy, which operates in the Himalayas and Mongolia. He helps Dr. Ronaldo Morado work with jaguars in Brazil. He donates to the global operation of the Small Cat Conservation Alliance, as well as projects in Kenya, Thailand, and Tanzania. Over the past few years, he's given Rebecca Klein $20,000 for her Cheetah Conservation Botswana. The group works to reduce conflicts over grasslands used by both ranchers and cheetahs. Klein calls Anderson a fantastic person.
I don't really agree with having healthy animals in cages, but I think it's really important what he does in utilizing the presence of those animals to raise awareness for their conservation, to inspire people about these incredible species, and also to raise funds for in-the-field projects such as Cheetah Conservation Botswana. And I think he's a very passionate, energetic inspiring person that definitely encourages people to take action rather than just talk about the things that they care about.
While he feels he is helping make positive changes in the wildcat world, Dale Anderson says there is still much work to be done. Keeping in mind how he reacted to a big cat as a small boy, he and Tango visit about 50 schools each year, and he often welcomes groups of school children to Cat Haven.
I look for the next Dale to come up behind me. You know, I go out and do school programs and do like things like that. I'm hoping, geez, maybe we're inspiring the next group of people that's going to come up and actually affect more change than what we've done. It's a legacy thing. Let's make sure that the cats continue to be in the wild and people can still see them for generations to come.
For VOA News, I'm Jan Sluzer at Cat Haven near Dunlap, California.